In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We come together on this Maundy Thursday to worship our God, to remember how he established that sacred meal, which we call the Lord's Supper, and then to gather at the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope we appreciate what it means to share in that meal where the Lord Jesus Christ is both the host and the food that we receive. In the Middle East, in Jesus' time, and until recently at least, to invite someone to eat with you means that you consider them a friend. You put them under your protection. I still remember a scene from a movie I saw a long, long time ago. An Arab sheik was eating with another man. Suddenly, the sheik's son burst in, brandishing a knife and shouting, "This man is a Jewish spy. He must die." The sheik stopped his son. "Whether you are right or wrong about that, this man is my guest. No harm will come to him while he is in my house." Doesn't that depict so clearly the fact that eating together is a sign of friendship? It really is a sacrament. And we've come here to eat this sacred meal as the guests of our Lord Jesus Christ, who calls us his friends. Now, in that movie that I mentioned, the man really was a Jewish spy. He had taken advantage of his host's hospitality, but he was nevertheless a guest, welcomed and protected. Now, I don't think any of us want to come to Christ's table that way, do we? As he calls us friends, we want to be his friends. And so we need to listen to these words which he directs to us. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. By this shall everyone know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Listen to it again. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. By this shall everyone know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." To love one another as Christ loves us. That's quite a task, isn't it? He loved us enough to enter into our humanity, to share in all the joys and sorrows of human life. He loved us enough to die for us, so that his body might be the bread from heaven and his blood the cup of salvation. That's the kind of love we celebrate in this feast. And that's the love that we're to have for one another. Think of it, to love one another as Christ loves us. To love one another as Christ loves us. That's really a high standard. Now, with some people, that isn't too hard because some people are quite lovable. But not everyone is lovable, are they? Some people are pretty hard to love. Someone has expressed that well in a few lines of doggerel. "Oh, to be there above with the people we love, that will be glory. But to be here below with the people we know, that's another story." When people have hurt us, sometimes very badly, it's hard to love them, isn't it? It's hard to forgive them. We all know that. In one of her books, Madeline Engel has a wonderful story about her own experience. A friend called her and denounced her for telling others something she had been told in confidence. Madeline insisted she hadn't told the secret, but the friend wouldn't believe her. Their friendship ended. That hurt her badly. She thought often about the person who had told the secret and left her to take the blame. How did she resolve it? Well, here's what she writes. How do I bless the person who is no longer willing to be my friend because of a secret I never told? How do I bless the person who did pass on that secret? One thing I have learned is that I do not have to do it graciously. A blessing given is a blessing given. I sat in my quiet corner one night after jury duty, the Bible open on my lap, and I knew that I still had hurt in my heart, and I was still angry at whoever was permitting a great load of blame and shame to be laid on me. And I heard myself saying and meaning, "Oh God, bless the bastard." Sounds shocking, but that's very real, isn't it? And if that's the only way we commit people who have hurt us deeply to God's care, allowing God to deal with them, then that's the way to do it. The important thing is that we love one another, that we care for one another, that we let nothing drive us apart. That's how friends of Jesus are supposed to act. So as we come to the Lord's table tonight, let's ask God to remove from our hearts all bitterness. Let's ask him to bless even those who have hurt us. Let's bless the bastards if we have to. But let's come with our hearts open to one another, truly one in the Spirit and one in the Lord, so that we can really share together in the feast that unites us with Christ and with all Christ's people. And then let us go out to live the unity that Christ died to give us. Amen.